Hi there. The word for today is pray for God's favor. In Psalm 5 verse 12, we read, "You bless the righteous with your favor." Now, when you ask someone for a favor, you're generally asking for something they don't owe you, right? Well, the Bible says of God, "You bless the righteous, you surround them with your favor." Now, this word righteous here does not mean flawless or sinless, otherwise none of us would qualify. It means to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ, thereby making us acceptable before God and qualifying us at all times for His favor. And that's a truth you need to grasp and hold on to. Why? Because when you have God's favor, people start favoring you too. And it's often for reasons that they themselves can't even explain. The favor of God, for example, made it possible for people in the Bible who otherwise wouldn't have amounted to much to do great things, like Esther. God called a teenager named Esther to save the Jewish people. So she stepped out in faith, approached the king uninvited, even though it violated protocol. And the Bible says in Esther 5 verse 2, she obtained favor in his sight. God made a way for Esther to do the job he'd given her to do. Without the favor of God, Ruth, a Gentile, wouldn't have been accepted by the Jews, but because God had a plan for her life and because her heart was open to him, she ended up marrying the boss, Boaz, whom the Bible describes in Ruth 2 verse 1 as a man of great wealth. And from that union descended King David and ultimately our blessed Lord Jesus himself. What favor! The Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 2, a good man will obtain favor from the Lord. Listen to me. One single moment of God's favor will do more for you than a lifetime of striving. So the word for you today is this: pray for the favor of God. And start looking for it.